This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Afreilichin, Leil Tainus Esther. Mem Aleph. Let's start again from Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph. The Mishnah. Hayavama loy tachloitz loy tesyabim ad sheyesh lo shloisha chadash. A yavama shenatu chalitza, you shenatu yibam, until you have 3 months. You should wait 3 months until you do chalitza or yibam. In other words, you can't do chalitza or yibam right away. The simple issue is, if she's pregnant, she's eshesach, so you got to make sure she ain't pregnant. Also, other women, you should not do erusin, you should not do nesuin, meaning any woman, you should not do kedushin, you should not do nesuin, ad she lahen shloisha chadashim, until 3 months pass, because havchana, you need to know who the father is. Echad besulais, echad beulais, whether she's a besula, or she had relations, whether she's divorced, she's an almana, echad nesuais, whether she was fully married, ve'echad arusais, meaning whatever her status is. Even if there's no chance that she's pregnant, nevertheless, you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Huda Oimer, Rabbi Huda says, ha'nesuais yisarsu, v'ha'arusais yinasur. Rabbi Huda says, a nesua should be nisares. In other words, it can be nisares. A woman who is fully married, you could do kedushin to, because you're not having, there's no issue of having a child if you just do kedushin. Va'arusa sinasu, or if the woman had erusin, you could do nisuin, because there's no issue if you do nisuin. Chutz min ha'arusa sheb Yehuda, except for a woman who's an arusa. In Yehuda, mibnei shalibay gaspa, because in Yehuda, they wanted the chas and the kala to be familiar with each other, and therefore there was a chash that a arusa had bia, and therefore you cannot do nisuin to an arusa in Yehuda. L'char, you can't even do erusin, because erusin also, there's a chash that maybe they'll live together. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, no, kol hanoshim yisarsu. Anyone could do erusin. And, in other words, the Rabbi Huda is of the opinion a nesua could do erusin, an arusa could do nesuin. And the truth is, Rabbi Yossi is not arguing really on anything Rabbi Huda said, except for the following. Except for, you say, this is how Rashi explains it, you don't differentiate between an almana and a grusha, and you allow an almana to do erusin. Immediately, I say, an almana has to wait 30 days because of avelos. An almana has to wait 30 days because of avelos, so even an almana, you can't do erusin, you would have to wait 30 days. Okay. The only thing you really have to know for the Mishnah is, it says Yavama, you can't do chalitza within 30 days. Now, why in the world can a Yavama not do chalitza within 30 days? It says the Gemara, Bishlama loy tisyabim. I understand why you can't do yibam within 30 days to a Yavama. Why? Shema yehe havlad ben kayama. Maybe she's pregnant, and the child will be a viable child. And v'kapaga b'Israel Shasach Dairaisa, and you're going to be infringing, you're going to be hitting up in Shasach Dairaisa. So I understand Loy Tisyabim, because maybe the child will be viable. Elo Loy Tachloy Tzamai, why can't you do Chalitza? You should be able to do Chalitza. Now, that doesn't mean you should be able to do Chalitza and then you could get married. No, you can't get married yet. But at least the chalitza should be effective. Rashi says, after 3 months, if she's not pregnant, she could get married. Or if she miscarries now, then she should also be able to get married. Says Gemara, Lema, Tahavi, Tiyufta, De. What does that stand for? Rabbi Yochanan, yeah? Lema, Tahavi, Tiyufta, De, Rabbi Yochanan. Let us say this is a I should have known that. That should be a refutation of Rabbi Yochanan. We had Rabbi Yochanan before. Laman Hayam Adbeis, the Amar Chalitza is Mabar Shema Chalitza. Why exactly can this woman not do Chalitza? The only explanation why the Chalitza would not be effective is because Chalitzas Mu'beres is a Chalitza. Actually, the only explanation, excuse me, is the Chalitza Mu'beres is not a Chalitza. And this refutes Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chalitzas Mu'beres is a Chalitza. Why else could you not do Chalitza? It must be the Chalitza Mu'beres is not a Chalitza. So this refutes Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, really? Why are you so interesting in refuting Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was already refuted. We already slugged him up. Didn't we already refute Rabbi Jochanan? We already refuted him. So what do you tell? Oh, we can slug him from the Mishnah. We already got him. Says Gemara, shall we say this also refutes him? So you say, what's the nafkamin? Rashi, the nafkamin is somehow you get out of the other refutation, you can get out of this refutation at all, as well. Says the Gemara, lai, no. Hacha, hainu taima. Here, this is the reason. Shema yehei vlad ben kayama. Here, this is the reason. The reason is maybe the child will be viable. And if the child is viable, you're right. It's a good chalitza. In other words, if the child is viable, even Rabbi Yochanan l'chayra, right? If the child is born, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree it's not a chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan just says chalitza mu'uberes, who ultimately is the child is not viable, that's a good chalitza. But we're afraid is maybe the child will be viable. So then what? What's the problem? She could get married. No, then it comes out it was not a chalitza, and we need to tell the whole world that it's not a chalitza, and we need to call out that this woman can marry a kohen. The nimtzei is ata matzricha kruz l'kuna. You have to put in a advertisement in the San Diego Tribunal that she could marry a kohen. Says Gemara, so v'nitzricha. So write the article. So go for it. Says Gemara, Dilma Ika Dahavoy Bechalitza Vlaihava Bachroza. Maybe there'll be a guy. He knows about the Chalitza. He doesn't know that the Chalitza was rendered no good. And it's going to disqualify her from Kahuna. Or if someone sees that she marries a Kayin, they're gonna think a Chalitza can marry a Kayin. Says the Gemara, that's why you have to wait 3 months, because maybe the child will be Ben Kayama, and then it will render the Chalitza no good, and people are not going to know about it, and she's going to marry a Kohen, and people are going to think a Chalitza can marry a Kohen. But then not every situation should you have to... Not every situation should you not be allowed to do chalitza right away. What if anyway she's a grusha? So if anyway she's a grusha, she's not marrying a kohen anyway. So a woman who was once upon a time a grusha should be able to do chalitza within 3 months. So you know what I would have said? I would have said a grusha who's a chalutza, it ain't the most common thing in the world. You know, I don't know how many ladies you know who are grushas and chalutzas. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Says Gemara, Tena Chamana Grusha Michael Lamer. Says the Gemara, a different reason. Mishum de Mafsala Mazainais. The halacha is like this. We're going to see later in the Gemara that when a woman's husband dies and she falls to Yibum for at least 3 months, the deceased husband's estate, she's allowed to be nizon, she's allowed to be responsible, she's allowed to be fed and sustained from her husband's old estate. If she gets chalitza within 3 months, that will terminate her right to collect from her husband's estate. So therefore, we highly recommend that she does not do chalitza within 3 months. So, Toysa says, that's not a reason why you can't do chalitza within 3 months. That's just like advice. So Tosha says, in a chanami, at this stage in the Gemara, the halacha that you can't do chalitza within 3 months is merely etza toiva ba'alma. Yeah, it's just good advice. Says the Gemore, Tenach Nesua. Okay, so you want to say you can't do Chalitza within 3 months because you're going to cause her to lose out on Mezoinus. That's only if she was fully married to the first guy. But if she was an Arusa to the first guy, she doesn't get fed from his estate anyway. So an Arusa, who's a Gerusha, who's a Chalutza, should be able to do Chalitza within 3 months, because for her, there's no even Eitza Toiva not to do Chalitza right away. Says Gemara, Tenach Nesua, Arusa, Grusha, Ma'ik Lameimar. This is all good for a Nesua. And Arusa, who's a Grusha, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, we're going to give a new reason why you shouldn't do Chalitza within 3 months. Says the Gemara, L'mishum de Rabbi Yossi, it's because of Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Ma'isa ba'ad mechad, the story about a guy. Shabbat l'fnei Rabbi Yossi, he came before Rabbi Yossi, Amar le ma'o lachlatz b'toch gimel. He said, What about doing Chalitza within 3 months? Amar le loy tachlotz. Rabbi Yossi said, don't do it. So the Yasser, b'talzum abakach, do Chalitza, and who cares? Says Gemara, kar alav mikrozeh. Rabbi Yossi read the following pasuk. It says, im lo yach, boy, it's, if he doesn't want to do Yibum, then you do Chalitza, which implies only if you have the option to do Yibum and you don't want to do Yibum, then you do Chalitza. But if you can't do Yibum, then you shouldn't even be able to do Chalitza. You only do Chalitza if you would have liked to do Yibum. Kala oila li Yibum, oila li Chalitza. Anyone who rises up to Yibum rises up to Chalitza. But if you don't go up for Yibum, then you're not chayiv in Chalitza. Now, why is this person not oila liyibum? Like the Gemara said before, because maybe she'll be pregnant, and you'll be pegeya bi eishes ach. Rashi points out that there are many, many situations of women who we say do chalitza and you don't do yibam. So what exactly is this rule? Kol ha'oila liyibam oila chalitza, kol she'ena oila liyibam eina oila lachalitza. But aren't there a lot of women that you could do chalitza to even though you don't do yibam? Rashi says, Shari kama noshim shaninu choltzois v'loy misyadmois. That's when there's no option. Because this is not really a classic case of kol she'eino oila liyibam. This woman's not really eino oila liyibam. She's only eino oila liyibam out of a cheshash derabanan, and maybe she's pregnant. But normally we don't say, oh, she doesn't do yibam, so you do chalitza, so you don't do chalitza. It's only over here where you have a very simple option. So wait until 3 months are over. Sin, you're right. This is not a typical case of Einoi Oila Liyibam, but we're able to apply it to this case because it's not like we're saying you're never Oila L'Chalitza, you'll do Chalitza next time. You'll do it in 3 months. 3 months is not a long time. Masiv Rav Chinina, Hasfeiko is Chotzos V'lem Misyab Mois, a woman who's a Safek. Yes?
Sorry, question. Didn't we bring up the idea before about that by Yibum it's different than the others waiting period, because by Yibum it makes a difference whether or not if she's allowed to marry him, but by the other marriages it's it doesn't matter, it's just paternity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so and what would the ramification of that be?
Then why should we be saying now that by Yivama that it's a derabanan, just a stam, a waiting period.
Mm-hmm.
By the others, I could hear that, but by this, why?
Because here we're saying that it's not really she's not oila liyibam. It's only a chshash. So in a normal case where there's a chshash, we're not going to say, okay, so you don't do chalitza. Because, and the truth is over here, we're not saying you don't do chalitza at all. We're saying you could do chalitza, but you do chalitza in a few months. Okay, I have to be oila more on what you're asking. But the Gemara now challenges that, because sveikos, you do chalitza and you don't do yibam. That means even though you're not doing yibam, you're doing chalitza. Says the Gemara, my sveikos. What are these doubtful cases? Ilei Masafei Kedushin, if that means your brother married a woman, he threw her marriage, Safei Karavla, like Safei Karavla. Now that's Mamish Purim shtick. You throw a woman, Kedushin, Safei Karavla, Safei Karavla. I don't recommend you do that. That's not a very good Purim shtick. Even in my time, they didn't do that. Back in the day, they didn't even do that kind of Purim shtick. But because now this woman is a big problem. She's married, she's not married. But the problem is if the husband dies, so there is Yibam, there's no Yibam. And it's saying that woman who may or may not be married to your brother, you don't do Yibam. So the Gemara says, why wouldn't you do Yibam? Memanu Shachi could do Yibam. If she's your brother's wife, you do Yibam. If she's not your brother's wife, you marry her. Here's the case. Your brother married one of two women, Rachel or Leah. It is unsure. He went to a chasana, and there were, somehow we don't know who he married, Rachel or Leah. So now the brother dies, and one of these girls is falling to you. So you can't marry either one. Each one might be achois zekugasai. So you don't do yibam, but you do chalitza. That means even though she's not oila li yibam, she's still oila li chalitza. Says the Gemara, come on. That case, really, she is oila li yibam. It's just practically, you can't do yibam because nobody knows. But if Edim were to come and say who in fact the guy marries, you would do yibam. So it's not be'etzim that it's not oila li yibam. Says Gemara, hachi hashta. Hasam over there, Yavo Elio, if Elio would come, V'yoymar, Doha Kidesh. If Elio would come say, oh, you married Rachel, Bas Chalitza V'yibam, each one is, she is a Bas Chalitza V'chalitza. Hacha, but over here, Im Yavoi Elio, if Elijah would come, V'yoymar, and say, Doha Loi Yabra, that she's not pregnant, Mi Mashkach Be, would we pay attention to him? V'yab Minolan, and you do Yibam? Meaning, but in this case, let's say Elio would come and say, she's pregnant. She's not pregnant. Even if we would know for sure she's not pregnant, we wouldn't pay attention. We wouldn't do Yibam. In other words, now the Gemara is saying a new thing. You know why she's not Oila Yibam? Because they made a loy plug. You just don't do Yibam for 3 months. Even if you do an ultrasound, and the woman is not pregnant, it doesn't matter. Even the woman's not capable of having children, it doesn't matter. This is a loy plug. Look at Rashi. Hachi hashta. Hasam oila li yibam hi. There she's oila li yibam. I have a yadinala, if we would know. But over here, even if Elijah would come and say she's not pregnant, we won't pay attention. The raya is, let's say, a ketana falls to yibam. Ha ketana, the lavas yiburi. The ketana can't have kids. Do you have to wait 3 months till you're miyabe mavadi? You have to wait 3 months. What do you mean? The whole reason is havchana or svaros, maybe she's pregnant. No! It's a loy plug, it's a din, you can't do yibam for 3 months. Now why? It says, Rashi, ukach loy chotzo v'chol hanach, all the cases that the rabbis say, chotzo is v'loy misyab mois, like achos chalut sasai, or achos kukasai, or safek tsars erva. There's no choice, because otherwise she's going to remain in limbo forever. But here, where you could wait, so you do chalitza. So it seems like at this stage in the Gemara is introducing this that until now we thought the reason you don't do Yibam is there's a chash, maybe she's pregnant, you're pageh be'eshesach. Now the Gemara is saying the reason you don't do Yibam is categorically you don't do Yibam for 3 months. I'm not sure why. Anybody know why? Well, why? What's the reason for this loy plug? Is the reason for it maybe she's pregnant or it's just a din? Well, there has to be a reason for the din. You'll think about it during the Purim Suda. What?
Just say it's a chayk.
Okay, well, you need a pasuk over here, you know.
Oh yeah.
What's the rationale behind this? Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Yivama shlosh chadash mishum the first 3 months nizanis mishabal. She feeds off the husband's estate. It's a din. We say he writes in the Ksuba. Teheyasva bebesi umitzina minichsi koyame megar armalusech. Everyone gets, you know, all huffy puffy about the Ksuba. It's a big kibbutz, this very beautiful document that you read under the chuppah. And it's a good thing nobody knows what it's talking about. Maybe that's why it's Aramaic. This very, you know, beautiful, loving document. Basically, we announce, the big rabbi gets up there and he says, if this man that you're about to wed drops dead, you will sit like a widow and eat food of his refrigerator. Wow, that's really beautiful. It's a good thing everyone's on their cell phone during the Kriyas HaKsuba, you know. But anyway, what about after that? After 3 months, she doesn't eat off the food of the husband anymore. His estate is no longer responsible. But the Yavam also doesn't have to feed her because he didn't consummate the marriage anymore. Amad Bedin, let's say we took the Yavam to court and we said, no, do the Yibam already. Ubarach, and he ran away. Then Nizonis Mishal Yavam. Then the Yavam has to support her. The reason why the Yavam doesn't have to support her is the Yavam says, look, I never, who says I want to marry you? I never took responsibility for you. Your husband died, so good for him, you know, but I never took an achrayis to support you. However, if once we obligate the Yavam to do something, let us know what's going on, and he runs away, he's responsible. The shayla is like this. Naflo lefnei Yavam katan. Let's say she falls before a minor katan. Since Rashi says something very important here. Regularly, an almana could sit in the husband's house and eat his stuff forever and ever. That's because she could say like this. You know why I'm not remarrying? I'm not remarrying because my husband was such a great guy. And in deference to my husband, I will remain tied to him forever. Oh, we say, lady, that's a nice service you're doing to your husband. We're going to feed you forever. But because you deserve it. Your husband left you stranded. He should support you. But if you have a yavam, Rashi says, the husband didn't leave you stranded. He's sending you over to his brother to continue this relationship. Therefore, the husband is off the hook after 3 months. But the Yavam is not on the hook. In other words, the husband's off the hook. He gave her an option. The Yavam's not on the hook because he's not exercising the option. The shaila is, what if now she falls to a Yavam Katan? Can she say, hey, wait a second, my husband didn't give me an option here. So therefore, I should continue to feed off his refrigerator. If he sends me to a Yavam Gadol, he gave me an option. He didn't forsake me. But now he's forsaking me. I want to stay in his house. I want to feed off his fridge. Naflav neyavam katan mai. Miyavam lesla. He doesn't get anything from the yavam because he's a minor. Mibal from the husband mai. What's the halacha? Pligi bar rav acha ravina. It's a machloikis rav acha and ravina. Chad omar isla. One man omar. She gets from the husband. The husband forsook her. V'chad omar lesla. The Hilchos Lesla, the husband didn't forsake her. Shamayim punished her. Shamayim put her in a matzav that she has nothing to eat. So that's the situation she was placed in. And on that beautiful note, I wish everybody a Freilich and Purim. Purim Sameach, you should be Zoiche to have a Purim of La'asid Lavoi, a real Purim of the Achros Hayamim. Thanks everybody for joining us for Masechta Yevamos. And we'll see you, Bez Hashem, back to a normal schedule on Monday evening. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. is Seder Olam Haba. Chassam Sofer says anybody who learns between Megillah Delilah and Megillah Deyoyim, Muftach Loi Shuben Olam Haba. So you could join us. It will be a short shir. It will be on the Zoom Zach. And Kol Tov, everyone. Be well. Mr. Behar Jr., how are you? Thanks for visiting.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.